bringing you Lincoln and the world. Your number one station for news and weather. 1240 AM KFOR Lincoln.
It's 8:19 now at KFOR. It's National Punctuation Day.
It is. September 24th has been deemed that by former newspaper man Jeff Rubin. He founded this holiday back in 2004, and he's become rather famous all over the world, especially on National Punctuation Day. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, and now I'm famous in Lincoln.
No kidding.
Who would have thunk it?
We appreciate you, Jeff, taking a few minutes on with us today on the actual day. I'm sure you're just going from interview to interview.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, once I'm done with this, we're driving up to Sacramento, California to do a TV show to show people how to cook a question mark shaped oatmeal raisin cookie.
Well, I see on your website the official meatloaf of National Punctuation Day. That makes me hungry for meatloaf.
It's very tasty. Very, very tasty.
Well, you know, you're really multidimensional. Certainly, you branched out from that sports writing to have quite a career here now talking about punctuation. Is this something that you've always thought was very important, Jeff?
You know, I've always been anal about getting things right. I was a newspaper man, and I always wanted to get the facts right, spell everything correctly, punctuate everything correctly, use the proper grammar. Of course, you can't always do that, but you can always strive to get it right. And it used to drive me nuts when coworkers of mine, they just didn't care as much as I did. So I guess this has just always bothered me.
Well, it's, and especially today in the days of email and of text messages, you know, I mean, punctuation is getting worse, not better.
Text messaging is the end of civilization as we know it. I refuse to have anything to do with a language that has no vowels.
Yeah, yeah. No vowels bug me, too.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about the ellipsis. When we talk about ellipsis, what do we mean? Because I am like a total ellipsis violator.
Not, well, maybe a violator, but at least you know what the ellipsis is. I mean, so many people have learned dot, dot, dot as the three dots, and they don't even know what it is. What it indicates is that when you see ellipsis, say, in the middle of a sentence, it means that something was removed from that sentence.
Jeff, I'm sorry. I'm looking at your website, and I'm looking at the pictures of the Colton High School sign that's misspelled.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
This is an actual sign that had to get proofed. And I mean, this is not like movable letters. They misspelled committed to high standards.
And you wonder why 98% of third world countries test higher in English than we do.
Jeez.
I know, it's pathetic, isn't it?
And here's family literacy night with an extra
literacy,
AC in there.
I know. You know, you couldn't make this stuff up.
No, you really couldn't.
You couldn't.
Well, can we return to the ellipsis?
Oh, yes, we can. I'm sorry
for just interrupting that, but I just lost it.
We digressed. Yes.
So, dot, dot, dot means something is missing.
Right, and at the end, if you see it at the end of a sentence, and by the way, that would indicate that the person said more, but if it's at the end of a sentence, you put a period and then the three dots. You can't omit the period at the end of the sentence. So a lot of times you'll see the three dots at the end of the sentence and say, wait a minute, where's the period? Well, at least I will say that.
Yeah, we're violators of that because we write how we speak. And oftentimes we use that as a pause.
And isn't it wonderful that you're in radio?
Yeah.
And not print. Okay, and one thing that I learned, back to the ellipsis, one more thing. So there should not be more than three dots. Sometimes
You can't get off this one punctuation.
Well, I think Kathy could do an hour-long show on ellipsis.
It's just because I use it a lot and I use it too much, and I'm sure incorrectly because I have more than three dots sometimes.
Oh, well, I have a friend who uses 10 dots, 12 dots. In fact, she writes entire paragraphs that should be like four paragraphs, and she'll just put like 10 dots between each thought. You know, that's very difficult.
That's annoying, is what that is.
Hey, Kathy, Kathy, how about National Ellipsis Day?
Oh, there you go.
Wow, okay.
You could go to Chase's calendar of events online and suggest that as a holiday, and then it could get accepted. Mm-hmm. You'll get into their directory. You could market it, and next year I could be interviewing you.
I think that's a good idea. Jeff, my biggest punctuation pet peeve is the apostrophe S on things are plural or possessive, or and it just drives me crazy that people think if there's an S on the end of a word, it has to have an apostrophe.
Yeah, that drives me crazy, too.
And you know, here's the rule. And, you know, you would think this is so simple that even a first grader would know it. If it's plural, add an S. How hard is that? That's it. Just put an S on the word. Don't even think about it. Just put the S there and move on. Put in your three dots and then get on with your life.
Really, how hard is that?
No apostrophe, just add the S.
That's it.
If there are more than one.
More than one, add an S.
Now, are there two schools of thought on a possessive, like when there's an S on the end? Like, in the old days, I thought the S was supposed to have S apostrophe and no other S. But like CBS's correspondent... So-and-so, yeah. What's the deal on that?
Well, you know, outside of global warming, this is the major concern of educators throughout the world. And here's the problem. They're both correct. Let me answer it that way. They're both correct. Depends what style book you follow. Newspaper style, you just add an apostrophe. If you follow literary style, say The Elements of Style, which is a style book written by William Strunk in 1918, you add the apostrophe and then another S with a singular word that ends in S. So my advice is pick a style and stick to it.
Okay.
Don't flip-flop back and forth like the English do, with commas and periods. Some of them go inside closing quotation marks, and some of them go outside. I find that very confusing.
I do, too.
But I find the British confusing anyway. But this is just another reason why. So that's the rule with the apostrophe on possessives for words that end in an S.
One thing I didn't know until recently, my daughter was watching me type. She's in her 20s. But she was saying, Mom, you don't need to have two spaces after the period. And I go, when did that change?
Well, it changed with the advent of computers. And here's why. When I learned to type, which was, God, back in the dark ages, you learned that certain characters like the W would sort of spread out a little. And the T, which had serifs on the end, you needed to double space so that there would be enough space between the period and the next character. In computer typesetting, and all fonts that you use on your computer have this built into them, the correct amount of space between each character is built into each letter and number and symbol and punctuation mark. So there is no need anymore to put two spaces. But, you know, you could put an ellipsis there.
Well, I think I will. Jeff, you're a delight. I wish we had more time to visit with you, but we do want people to know it is National Punctuation Day. We should take it seriously.
You should. And you know that next to my birthday and the day that Willie Mays was born, which was May 6th, I had to work some sports in. You realize that. This day is the most important day on the national calendar.
Well, I think we could do another interview with you sometime soon about Husker sports.
Yeah, he's way up on Bo Pelini and everything.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I would love to do that. I think your program's coming up again.
I think
Me
it is too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited about that, Jeff.
As you should be. And what was that you told me yesterday? Something like 763 straight sellouts?
No, I did not tell you that.
We're getting there.
300.
Well, that was close.
It's still a lot.